Stopped in Vallejo at the rest area on the way back to San Francisco last night. I saw the two payphones that are always there. Look, there's those payphones, I said to Caroline. You've taken enough photos of those payphones, she told me. She was right. How many photos of two Vallejo rest area payphones does anybody need? You're right, I told her. I got out of the car and started taking photos of various flowers. When I walked to the restroom, I saw this cat, a peanut butter chocolate cat, sitting in the middle of the parking lot. Then I saw another cat who looked just like it, but chubbier. I saw a woman who I assumed owned both cats. A skinny one and a chubby one, I said. Yep, she said. How old is this one, I asked. I don't know, she said. When I exited the restroom, Caroline was on the other side of the parking lot, talking to the cat lady, who had little tins of tuna, paper plates, and aluminum pie pans full of chicken and dry cat food. There were a few cats slowly crouching towards her from over the hill, and other cats walking toward her on the edge of a 7-foot-high cement embankment. The cats were all sorts of colors. She had names for them. She told us she'd never met one of the cats before until that day. The cat lady sort of talked to Caroline and I. She humored us, that's how I put it. But her main focus was the cats. She talked to them like Dustin Hoffman talked to his animals on Devil's Island at the end of the movie Papillon. Caroline and I met another cat lady a few years ago. She drove in from wherever to feed a gaggle of stray cats beside a gas station just west of Sacramento. Cat ladies are sent from heaven to look after these adorable creatures, who to me are also sent from heaven. I've met cat ladies all over the world, in Tel Aviv, Qatar, Spain, Portugal, New Orleans. Cat ladies remind me of the catcher in the rye. The catcher's job was to make sure the kids didn't fall off the cliff. Cat ladies make sure these little babies don't go neglected, and that they don't starve. Cat ladies are selfless, loving, caring, giving, nurturing, all good things. Cat ladies can be found in tucked away corners of the world, near rest areas, gas stations, truck stop parking lots, places that many whiz by and don't think much about. I get it that actors win awards and other obvious things like that, but cat ladies are the unsung heroes, serving a very high purpose. Maybe there are cat men out there. I'm sure there are. I've only met one. Up in Russian River, where Katie and I met Pink. We carried her over to a nearby cat man who lived in a trailer. He probably had 20 cats. We took Pink over to him to make sure he didn't belong to him or anyone else at the campground. He looked at her belly and assured us that she'd already raised a litter of kittens and was probably 1.5 years old, and that she was a loner cat who stayed away from his cats, and that we were free to take her. We didn't take her home that day, but the day after, I called two friends, and the three of us went up there, found Pink, and we brought her home. When Caroline dropped me in San Francisco last night, after the Vallejo stop, I turned on the TV and found a show called American Nightmare about a kidnapping that took place in Vallejo in 2014, or maybe it was 2015. How did I not hear about this? Because those were extremely busy years for me. When I think back to 2014 and 2015, only two things come to mind: being on airplanes and being on stage.